A resident of Russell received King Charles III's coronation medal from provincial MPP Stéphane Sarrazin on March 26th in recognition of his exceptional contributions to the community. Founder of the King Club of Russell in 2011, Doug Anthony was recognized for the success of the Catch the Ace initiative, a project of the club that raised $4.6 million for local charities. For Doug Anthony, it is incredibly meaningful that the efforts of the King Club in supporting the community are recognized.
Rose, it means an awful lot to myself, but moreover, it means a lot to me that I think in total the King Club of Russell is recognized across the United Counties and all up in Eastern Ontario for the work and the hard work and the tremendous amount of hours and efforts that we put into to give back to our community. So it's a validation, if you will, of the work we're doing. I'm proud of the entire club. We just got recognized with the Community Award. And I think this just accentuates that. It's not about me, and it couldn't have been done without the entire team. And it's easy to realize that the whole team is just phenomenal. They're just professionals, they're altruistic, they're incredible people to work with, and they love giving back. And to be recognized, you know, one of the five to get that King Charles III coronation medal, really for me is a validation of all the work we do together.
Doug Anthony credits the success of the club to the generosity of the town and the dedicated volunteers who make it all possible.
I hate to brag, but I don't mind sometimes. This club is exceptional, the King Club of Russell. And we were the number one fundraiser 2 years ago, donating $2.2 million back to the community. We donated $1.2 million last year. We're donating big amounts of money in a tiny little community. And it's unheard of to raise that much money in a small community. So we're just lucky that we live in one of the most generous places I've ever lived, and I've lived in a lot of places. People are sincerely genuine and generous, and they love giving back as long as they know it. And I think the fact that the Kin Club of Russell, when we do Catch the Ace, we don't take any salaries. It's 100% volunteer rent. Some of us are putting in 50 hours a week and doing it for the last 7 years and no vacation, but we love it. We absolutely love it. And to see the reactions of the charities that are getting the checks that help them out and keep them going and keeping those important causes going or even amplifying those, to see the retailers, the work that they're doing, to see the people that are receiving the checks for the prizes, it's inspiring. It really is. And it's a labor of love. So it's not a lot of work. I used to work because I had to. Now I'm doing the stuff that I want to do because I love doing it. So it's just a great place to be.
Doug Anthony expresses his appreciation for the Russell Council, noting that they have been incredibly supportive and a pleasure to collaborate with throughout the club's initiatives.
This council here, the township, has been incredible to work with. And we walk in and we say, look, we want to build this, or we want to buy this, or they appreciate that. And they're so easy and so professional to work with. That's one of the great things that we get back from doing all of that. So I don't know if that answers your question, Rose, or not. I'm just all over the place. It's a dream come true. It's to be able to do this every day is a gift. And, you know, we've been doing it for a long time. I've been volunteering since I was a kid, but not at this level and not with these impacts. Those are just, they're inspiring every day. And, you know, people always thank us, but it's us that thank them, the people that are so loyal and so dedicated. And, you know, if we do a project, people come and run a note, or we're going to do Pope Masters next month, and we're going to have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people coming out, and people are sponsoring it. It's a great community to live in, and it's a great time to be alive.
This has been Rose Gresla with CJRO Radio, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.